Friends of America, tonight, all of you know there are two conditions confronting mankind today that seem so very vital, and true enough they are, and that is your health and your supply. Now, in the conditions that mankind have drawn themselves today by the accumulation of the centuries, you have found, perhaps I should say we have found, and you are to find, that perfect solution. And I say to you, friends of America, who are needing greater help, who are listening to this tonight, while I am talking, if you will turn your attention, whether you have ever heard of it before or not, to your own God presence that I know is above you as you're listening, then I will pour forth to you a mighty healing current that will flow from your God presence, your mighty I Am, into your body, and this is the process. As I call this mighty energy forth, your nerves in your body are the conductors of this current of energy. And if you will focus your attention upon the point in your body that needs, that has the most urgent need, then you will find that current of energy will focus there and dissolve and consume pain or distress, abnormal growth, or whatever it is that is to have to be remedied. I tell you, beloved friends of America, that as mankind will listen to this great presence of life that beats their heart and understand that through that current of energy from the great presence that is anchored within the human heart will flow at your call a limitless power of energy and healing currents to remedy the condition of your body, and that all this is a perfectly natural process, and that you can, through the nerves of your body which carry these currents to all parts, draw definite power of light through those tiny light rays into any focus in your body that needs assistance. Give your attention to this tonight, and mighty I Am presence, charge your mighty healing currents into those bodies who will give this attention, and charge it, fill that body with the luminous power of self, luminous intelligent substance and light, and hold that mighty light ray there until that body is healed, until the life which beats your heart takes this dominion, although you have made the mistake in creating discord and inharmony there. Try this out and see how great will be your blessing. This mighty current goes forth without limit. Now then, as you feel these mighty currents flow into your body and to the point of action, remember that that is a focus of light, and there is no condition in the human body or outside that does not yield to the power of light. There's no suggestion about this, beloved friends of America. Get that idea out of your head. This is the power of light called forth. Has nothing to do with suggestion whatsoever. It only has to do with your own natural life brought into a greater intensified action, which I am doing now. And therefore, accept it, if you will, in your feelings, and I call that to be sustained. That as you sleep tonight, will that mighty light continue to act within your body, dissolving and consuming all discord, imperfections that's there, that you sleep in perfect rest and awaken strong and well tomorrow. Therefore, as you can give acceptance to this, To that degree will you find this mighty power acting, and there is no limit to its action. Anywhere in the universe, only mankind's concept have limited. Now, let us turn to the other. The question of supply that confronts mankind and brings such tragic distress to them. Above you in this source of this same mighty current of energy that heals your body, in your mighty I Am presence, is the treasure house of your world. Now you do not see that. I did not at first. But when my calls began to be answered, and I saw that above me was that, or I found, rather, that above me was that power and intelligence that did release the supply to me, then later I saw that great presence of life, the mighty I Am, the same as you see each other, and have many times since, so I know that that great presence is there, regardless of any human opinion. But it is not imperative that you see that presence. But if you can, in your feelings, accept that that presence is there, then it becomes your tracer house. And now listen, friends of America, why this is so and why it's so practical. When you call to your great presence of life, the mighty I Am, and accept it as the tracer house, its love, wisdom, and power goes into action. In the physical octave, brings about persons, places, and conditions to release the supply of money or whatever is required in your world to you through the power of divine love and wisdom. Therefore, there can be no reaction but perfection, because love, wisdom, and power has acted to bring about these conditions. If you will trust this, if you will make the call earnestly and sincerely, you will prove to yourself the truth of these words. And then you won't require any further assistance but your continued call to charge your body with health and your world of activity with success and the supply you require. It is definite, it's powerful, and never failed in a single instance in the world where mankind will give their confidence and application to it. We have found this absolutely infallible, and no person can possibly be injured in any way. You are not catapulting human suggestions or any kind of suggestions at mankind to do something. That would be decidedly wrong, and you would pay the penalty for doing it. And the people, blessed friends of America, if any of you within this hearing have been concentrating and pouring forth suggestions to people to do something, you better stop it this moment if you value your existence. Mankind has free will, and no human being on the face of this earth has any right to interfere with another. And if you make mental suggestions to another, you are giving them suggestions, causing them to do the thing that will not be in accord with their own life stream, and you will pay the penalty of it just as sure as you're born. I want to say to you, beloved ones, and take up a subject which we very seldom ever touch upon, but it's so vital that mankind understand this. In one of our very early classes in Chicago, a gentleman came into our class who had been a minister and various activities in life, and as his last resort in life, He had taken up the study and application of hypnotism. While his motive was perfectly good, and he only did it with the desire to give healing and assistance in that way, yet, after some months of application and some quite remarkable success in healing, he found himself, his world, wholly depleted of strength and energy, and was in this condition when he came into our class. And I noticed him the minute he came in the room. So after the class was over, he came up and he said, "This sounds very wonderful to me, but can you explain to me what's the matter with me?" Well, I said, "Yes." I said, "In the first place, in some manner, you have exhausted all your energy." Then he went on to explain to me about his study of hypnotism and application. Well, I said, "Is it possible? You can't understand that that is purely mental power and that you have used up every particle of reserve energy that was gathered in your feeling world, and therefore you're flat as a pancake?" Well, he said, "I'm sure it's flat as a pancake, all right." But he said, "Tell me how that is." Well, I said, "I've just told you. You have depleted by your release of energy through your hypnotic suggestions, you have used up all the reserve energy that was in your feeling world, and you don't know how to regain it. Now, if you were going to continue that, I wouldn't tell you how, because it's wrong from beginning to end, although you thought you were rendering a kindly service. But you have no right to suggest to anybody, not even for their help. Now, beloved students, get this. There are people claiming to be students who are pouring these suggestions upon other students all the time to get them to do something. So put on your armor. Wear it. Suggestion is a deadly thing. Nothing to be afraid of with the students. But the person who does not understand the power of suggestions is in a helpless position. You perhaps haven't heard me tell this here, but not so many months ago, I think about 18, a man came over from Russia, established a sanitarium, supposedly. But underneath this, he had discovered an invention by which he acted upon the mental world of mankind. And he would invite men of wealth there to inspect his sanitarium and seeing the good that he was done, and thus get in contact with them. And then when they had returned home, he'd turn this business on them and pour forth his suggestion. Well, in this way, he called forth large sums of money from wealthy people, contributions to this sanitarium. When he was gathering this money for a definite purpose, to take it out of America.